Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to be talking about the Hollywood writers' strike and its impact on Canada. You've all seen those pictures of the strike lines, the picket lines out there with actors and directors supporting the writers as they seek better contracts. Of course, that's down in LA that we see a lot of that stuff. We know that around here, there's a pretty vibrant film industry. So we've brought in to speak with us about it today, a film producer and an agent with the Characters Talent Agency out of Toronto, Ryan Goldhar. Ryan, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I guess, you know, we see this writer's strike and we think, okay, so they're not really producing the words and the stories that are out there. And obviously we think back to the last writer's strike where, you know, episodes had to, or shows had to take hiatuses and shorten their seasons and so on and so forth. What is the big effect that they're having, that this particular strike is having on Hollywood in general right now?
Well, there's a couple of factors happening. I mean, all contract negotiations, when they wrap up. And so the first one that we're currently dealing with now is the Writers Guild of America. They have multiple they always will have multiple deal points that they want to make better for them. One of them was the size of writers' rooms, that a lot of the production companies are insisting on much smaller rooms and therefore not allowing them to stretch and make, you know, better choices. Or there's also a matter of the how they pay them, you know, if they're salaried versus, you know, paid per episode, like a writer would be. So if a writer wrote a script, they get paid an episodic fee, but then the actual people who are curating the show, whether it's the showrunner or the writer's room, they're on a weekly contract and they're making nothing comparatively. And then on top of that, they're not eligible for, you know, residuals when the show does well. So that part is also sort of cut out, but it's become a much bigger story because a main focus is also jumped over to AI. So artificial intelligence being used in script writing has become a major factor, which is also why the directors and the actors and the crews, like whether they're with IATSE or NABET, which are the unions or guilds that represent, you know, all the tradespeople or the cinematographers or the grips or, you know, whatever the case may be, production designers. All of them are in support of this because the AI will affect everybody, not just the writers. So there's a very succinct possibility that not just this strike, but the Directors Guild of America's deal is up in June, and the next SAG and AFTRA deal is up in July. So the unions are all supporting each other because the actors in particular, if they are going to be represented with an AI image of themselves that's been scanned and then they get their voice in print, well, then that actor is not going to get any further compensation if they've signed off that the producers can use their image in any way possible on a previous deal. And maybe they were a day player on a show and they had one day on set and they got paid their day. And then suddenly they see themselves in other movies and television shows and they're like, I didn't do that. I wasn't paid for that. He said, oh, you signed off on it. And we produced this and we have the rights to that image. So there is a very, very important negotiation that has to happen right now. And so in regards to the possibility of all three of them striking at the same time within 3 months of each other is probably a good thing, because if the language isn't dealt with now, then the producers and networks and studios will have, you know, another 4 years, another 5 years till the next negotiation to set precedence in all of those areas, whether it's in writing, whether it's in acting, whether it's in directing, because they can create, you know, an AI world just from plugging in a few things.
Hollywood and the industry is at a really important crossroads, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And it will affect worldwide filmmaking. But because they really are the forefront of all film and television technologies and styles, it's important for all of our industries, whether it's Canada or the UK or Australia or Asia, to get in on this now?
Around here in Eastern Ontario, I mean, one of the things that we're kind of known for, and you know this very well, are Christmas movies in Almont, Merrickville, you know, those Hallmark and W channel movies that people either hate or love, like you would not believe. The passion for them is extreme. How do you think that those productions, like we've still seen a couple of them around here, is it a matter of waiting until, I don't know, for lack of a better term, till scripts dry up and then we won't see that kind of activity around here?
In those particular productions, scripts are never going to dry up. And I'll tell you that those films, and there are so many in, I suppose, what should be considered the greater Ottawa area, are usually written by Canadians. So they are produced for the channels like Hallmark or Lifetime or W or, you know, the Oprah Network. They have so many of these, or Crave, you know, in Canada. They get made directly and they are generally fully Canadian productions. So the impact on that specific production probably won't be totally affected. There is, you know, some of these production companies will make a dozen of, or two a dozen of them a year, whether they're in Ottawa or whether they're in the Toronto area. We get them all shooting in Hamilton, for instance, instead of Toronto, because there's tax incentives to shoot outside of the GTA. So if you're shooting in the Ottawa area, in all of those, you know, if it's Prescott or Merrickville or Smiths Falls or wherever, there is a benefit to shooting there. And they'll bring in, you know, a name actor to play the lead, you know, and they'll bring them in from Toronto or even from LA, but they'll likely be a Canadian. And then everyone else locally is hired out of Ottawa, which is great because that just boosts that economy as well. And I see that, I feel that there won't be any lack of them, except for the possibility that the production companies that make them choose to make less of them.
Well, and that was going to be my question. Well, you see, like acts of solidarity, you know, because I think it's fantastic what we've seen on those picket lines with the actors and directors going out to support them. And now I have a bit of a bigger understanding, knowing that their contracts are coming up as well. But do you see other productions maybe saying, well, you know what, we're not going to do as many because we want to support the writers? I guess at the same time, it's a double-edged sword because you have all these people who work on the productions who aren't in these guilds and unions.
Well, the Writers Guild of Canada, the DGC as well, for directors, ACTRA here in Canada, they are all very supportive of the work that's being done in the U.S., of those fraternal guilds. Like, you know, they're mutual unions that they are in solidarity. However, because we are itself a completely different industry, and the deals that we have are with a completely different production entity. So the AMPTP in the US, which is the, I forget what the acronym stands for, but it is the American Producers. That's who the negotiations are with the writers and with the directors and with the actors. But in Canada, we are with the CMPA, and that is the Canadian Media Producers Association. I probably screwed that one up too, but those agreements are in place, are completely separate. And so we have different negotiations, we have different rules, we have different rates for everything, and there's no agreement up for negotiation yet. However, when they do, the Canadian guilds will then take what they've learned from what results in the US and bring that over to our negotiations, because although I can't see AI taking over a significant chunk, at least from writing and directing in Canada, maybe, or from acting, maybe, but we want to make sure it doesn't get to a point where they're allowed to.
So I guess the question, and it may sound stupid to some people, and I think I know part of the answer, but I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Why should people care, the everyday person? Why should we care about this writer's strike that's going on right now?
we talk about economies and industries and where people, you know, where how much money goes into a region and the amount of business lost that will happen. And it will affect thousands of jobs, not just a few, like not just one writer. It will be hundreds or thousands of jobs across many productions if these things go into effect, because, okay, so it trickles down from a writer to a writer's room. So you've got AI scripts. Maybe you get one person paid to type in what they're looking for and they get credit, but it's really the AI work. And there's no five or six other writers for a television show or just the one writer for a film. Then that goes down to the director. Okay, well, there probably will be a director, but their job is going to be limited in what they can do because it's all going to be practical, or it's going to be more a digital realm versus practical filmmaking. And then that goes down to crew. So now you've got, if AI takes over the performers, well, then suddenly you don't need them on set. So therefore you don't need your sound people. You don't need your locations people. You don't need your catering. You don't need your drivers. It's a huge impact on everyone. So that's where it's going to be key. Now, it is currently affecting Canada. Like this strike affects Canada because we are also home to a lot of service industry, to American productions. Not as many shoot in the Ottawa area, but a few. When they have American money involved and they're willing to bring in an American lead, but then they still cast the rest Canadian. But for Toronto, Vancouver's been hit the most because they really rely on the American work. And if those productions shut down, there is no work. Whereas in Toronto or in Ottawa, we actually produce a lot more Canadian-only productions. So at least for the foreseeable future, whether or not there's as much work, it's not going to be, but there's still going to be some continuous work.
Really interesting stuff. And we're going to be watching it obviously closely as things progress. And
as will I.
Yeah, I'm sure you will too. No doubt about it. But I really appreciate your time today, Ryan. It's been an interesting conversation and shedding that kind of light on this as to why we should care. I mean, you talk about all the different parts of the industry that would be affected by losing jobs. And then, of course, we're thinking about lodging for those people, local food that is being put into place. People who are coming who hear that somebody is filming around the area, so they come to the area to try to catch a glimpse of that person. I mean, these are all the trickle-down effects that we're going to see, you know, once things take hold stronger, I guess, north of the border.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really fascinating to watch it work in real time. And, you know, we see it a lot because, I mean, outside of the Ottawa area, I mean, so many are now starting to shoot and have been now in Northern Ontario. So Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, North Bay, you know, they all have now a much bigger industry. And again, it comes from the incentives of shooting outside of the major cities. So they get extra tax incentives to shoot in Northern Ontario as well. And the trickle down there is, you're right, it's food, it's accommodation, it's travel. It's much more than just a production budget because so much money goes into those communities.
Ryan, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. As things progress, we may have you back on. I hope that would be okay.
That's always fun. Thanks so much, Bob.
Ryan Goldhar is our guest today on In Focus. We've been talking about the effect the writer's strike has across the board and, you know, north of the border here in Canada. Ryan is a talent agent with the Characters Agency out of Toronto, and he's also a film producer. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a wonderful afternoon.